It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
And welcome back to the last hour of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. We're just sitting here watching the Houston Rockets absolutely demolish the San Antonio Spurs.
I love it in San Antonio.
In San Antonio, it's 83-50. That is, with 5 minutes left in the third, 84-50. This is going to send shockwaves throughout the league. It's got to.
My gosh.
Seriously, no one expects...
It's a trap!
I'm trying to think the last time San Antonio lost this badly in the playoffs to anybody.
It's a trap.
Yeah, well, apparently it was a trap because Houston came to play in
San Antonio. Well, the whole thing about it is Houston plays the new style, and San Antonio is the last great remnant of the old style.
Well, yeah. They may have Kawhi on San Antonio, but I think Houston has more to work with. They have more players around the beard. Speaking of nicknames, do you know Vince Carter, also known as The Truth?
Vinsanity.
Is retired. He retired today.
Oh, he did?
Not Vince Carter. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Vince Carter doesn't retire.
The Truth, which is Paul Pierce.
Oh, yeah, he retired.
Paul Pierce retired today.
He retired last season. He just had decided to get a paycheck with the, whoever that losy team is.
But that's
Clippers.
But that's a great, the Clippers. That's a great nickname, The Truth. That's a great.
What? No.
Yeah, come on. It's like Allen Iverson. He's the answer.
Well, yeah, the answer is way better.
I didn't say one was better than the other. I just said.
I'm saying the answer is better than the truth.
That doesn't make the truth not still a great.
Because you don't always
nickname.
Want to know the truth, but you always want the answer.
Well, I'd like a truthful answer.
Yeah, but you always want an answer. It doesn't have to be the truth.
Oh, that's too bad that Paul Pierce and Allen Iverson never played on the same team. You'd have the truth and the answer.
All at the same time. And it could be different things.
And then there could be like a big question mark, like a big guy who you can't, like JaVale McGee could have been the big question. So you'd have the big question with the truth and the answer all on the same team.
JaVale McGee, man. JaVale McGee is the one guy who I wanted to be awesome the most out of anybody I've ever wanted to be awesome.
Because he showed such flashes of brilliance at times and flashes of knuckleheadery.
But see, all his knuckleheadedry was, well, at least it was hustle.
He was trying.
He was hustling.
Yeah.
He just wasn't all, I'm not sure he's all there. He had the mustache tattooed on his finger so he could put the little mustache right here on whenever he wanted to show that. I mean, come on.
He's just
that's spectacular.
He's a big kid with a lot of money who did some weird things, but yeah, he was always hustling.
But it always seems like the things that my 3-year-old might be doing.
If your 3-year-old were like 7'1" and could dunk.
Well, that probably won't happen with my son, but it may happen with my daughter. My daughter is huge.
Like tall?
Huge? Yeah. Like 97th percentile huge.
That's weird because I've met a lot of your family, at least on your side.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I don't know what happened either.
None of you are tall.
I'm tall. I mean, I'm not.
You're taller than everyone else I've met in your family. Yes.
Yes, I feel like sometimes I'm adopted. I know they're my real parents.
Right, yeah.
Because
you look like them.
I mean, look like them.
You and your brother and your dad all kind of look
somehow like them. Somehow I got tall.
You are much taller than your dad and your brother. That is very
And
true.
I'm not like super tall.
No. They're just kind of short.
Come to think of it, my mother might have been a midget. I was thinking about that. And she's
that's
like,
true. Your mom was shorter than your dad, and your dad's pretty short.
My dad is the same size as Alexi Amarista for the Colorado Rockies.
Okay, 5'6", 5'7"?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get into I've got a question actually about your kids, but I want to ask it later. But real quick, I do want to talk about your impressions on how the Broncos did do in terms of filling all of their needs or all the holes that they have in this past draft. There's been a lot of discussion. Some people are saying it's a foundational, and this is Kislow in his article, this means they're rebuilding, and others are like, hey, this just adds depth. I don't want to give it a grade because how the hell do I know? But your thoughts and impressions on how the Broncos did over the weekend.
Well, let me tell you what they needed. Okay, when we were talking about, you know, when we were sitting here after the Broncos missed out in the playoffs and we were lamenting all the terribleness that it was the Broncos season, even if it was 9-7, what did we say that they needed? They needed offensive line help. They needed a third. Attack in the offense in the form of probably a tight end. They needed some return help, both in the punt and the kick return. They can always use depth on either side. They probably need some inside linebacker and some defensive line help is where what we needed to see. So what did you get? You got offensive line help in the form of, you know, the one that John Elway thought was the best. Well, I think he'll
be drafted a tackle.
You drafted a tackle. You have Walker from Florida State, who is an end rusher, but will
he can play the line.
He will play more interior. But it's just another guy you can move around. So mm-hmm. When you have Vaughn and Shane or Shaq on one side.
No, we don't have Shane Ray anymore, remember?
No, he's here.
Oh, that's right. We
didn't have DeMarcus Ware.
He's the other CSU guy we traded away.
We have Shaq Barrett still.
Capri Bibbs.
Oh, yeah. No. So anyway, see, you're confusing me. Shaq Barrett, I mean, not that that's very difficult to do. I mean, I'm easily confused. Shaq and Shane on one side and Vaughn on the other. Mm-hmm. And then you have the three rotations of, you have Crick, Wolf, and Walker. And Walker can, so you have this ability in that front for all of those guys to stunt and move around. And he's explanation of him I heard was that he is a big man that moves like a little man, and that's the best thing you can have on a defensive line. And then what you need, I mean, you need punt return help. You got the guy from Lamar who returned. He's a top notch returner.
See, he's really fast.
Then they have that smaller guy, the guy that was 5'11", who's very, very fast.
Yeah, but he, are you talking about the running back?
There was the defensive back from Lamar
that they took. Yeah,
and he is a return guy. Then later they took a very speedy guy. I want to say like Louisiana Tech, I believe he went from, he was 5'11", but he was a speed guy. So what you may look as the taller guy, 6.5, anytime you can have a 6.5 foot tall defensive back, you're in for that. And that's good depth. You're going to learn, but he can be a punt and kick returner. And then you have the guy who is from Louisiana Tech, who's 5'11", but very, very fast, and he might be your slot guy. So you're also looking, again, at slot help, and he's very, very fast. And then, you know, you said you worried, you know, people were worried about quarterback. Well, let me tell you something. You know, if Chad Kelly, if you don't watch Last Chance U, he was a quarterback at Last Chance U before Last Chance U was the show.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to East Mississippi Community College before he went to Ole Miss. And he became a 2-year starter there, and he has all the tools, except that he just has he had a temper when he was younger, and you know, and he was at a bar and wanted to go out and get his AK-47 out of his car to settle a bar. I mean, besides that, he seems like a very nice kid. And he probably's got a good football head on his shoulders because he's probably talked a lot with his uncle Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
But he's
apparently Elway called.
I'm sure to see, like, okay, because what John Elway knows is that John Elway and Keith Bishop went out shooting mailboxes. I mean, they shot mailboxes, you know. It's not the first time the gunfire has been out here because of Broncos.
Yeah, well, Elway never walked in, or never told a bar, hey, I'm going to come back and spray it with my AK-47.
Well, he didn't tell a bar that. He just told a couple guys that he was going to spray
it. In a bar. Yeah.
But he just snuck up on mailboxes. He just snuck up on mailboxes and was like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
Kablam!
I'm
okay. I'm very happy with it. I think that you solved the only problem you didn't get is you didn't get an inside linebacker. I think you can find that probably in the draft, or I mean in free agency. And I think you have Brandon Marshall there. I think you can find that, but I feel like the Broncos are going to be back on top.
I'm real pleased with the Carlos Henderson pick. He's fast, the second best kick returner in the class. And he actually can catch. I thought the one running back that they got that breaks a lot of tackles is going to be great. Still disappointed they didn't get more defensive help, and that offensive lineman I don't think is going to be any good. But Overall, I thought they did okay. They did okay. If I had to give it a grade, I'd give it a C.
God, you'd give it an Oklahoma.
There you go.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.